You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You want to know what really ticks me off? Toner. I am so sick of buying toners. You know what? The toner and the drum is more expensive than the printer itself. Am I wrong? I hate that. I probably go through a toner every 2 weeks. This is getting pretty costly. There's got to be another way to do this. I mean, I have to prep for my show. I do reports. I do things for patients. I need my toner. You can't do everything electronic, and I am so frustrated because I got to run out tonight and buy another toner. I'm so sick. And the damn drum. Why are there so many parts? Why is it so expensive? I think we're all getting screwed, to be honest with you. I think it's just one ploy to make us dump more and more money into these things. Things were so much simpler. I'd have a spiral notebook. You had a typewriter. If you made a mistake on your typewriter, you stuck one of those little white things in there, and it would type over it. It was cool. There weren't any mouse or mice, and you wouldn't get carpal tunnel. Things were so much simpler. It's just too technological, and too much money. You know, my husband has an iPhone. We finally got him an iPhone because he used to have a Droid. So he changed to an iPhone, and I guess he dropped it in the lake something. So he got another one, and that dropped into the Pacific Ocean for a second. He grabbed it, but, you know, just any amount of water, any amount of water, these iPhones completely crash. And I think they sent him a letter or a phone message saying his warranty's expired. The warranty isn't expired, but he used up his maximum. He's not going to be able to get another phone. So we're now, like, holding our breath. I don't even allow him to play while he's sitting on the toilet because he could drop it in the toilet. But, I mean, I just think we are so enslaved to these computers and the amount of money we have to spend. I mean, he's going to probably have to buy a whole new iPhone. That's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Whatever happened to you? We used to spill so much stuff on my mom's phone. In fact, we had to clean my mom's phone. When we were doing our chores, we'd have to clean the phone. Remember it had all those holes in it? And what I would do for fun is I would have a big, wet, soppy cloth, and then I would squeeze the water, and it would go into the holes of the phone, and my mom would scream at me, "Don't do that! Don't do that!" Yeah, but, you could take a bubble bath with the phone and nothing happened. Now, oh, everything's computerized. All right. So, a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, there was a baby that was disposed of, a live baby disposed of in China. So, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this this initiative in Mississippi, the amendment to declare a fertilized egg a person. We'll talk about that. Also, we got a lot of medical news on like sunscreen. Can it interfere with what your body actually naturally does to protect against UV light? Over-the-counter thyroid supplements, how concerning it could be. Moms are sending spit-covered and saliva-covered lollipops to anybody who wants it to give their child chickenpox naturally. You can see a lot of cool stuff, as well as any other headlines that seem to come to play. All right, so for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, you can reach us by our website at drdahlia.com, drdahiah.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Okay, so there was a woman who was 8 months pregnant, Liu Dongmei, in China, I believe, Guangdong provincial city of Foshan. She was 8 months pregnant, had been rushed to the hospital with internal bleeding and stomach cramps. She had an emergency birth, but the baby was neither breathing or crying after leaving the womb, and the skin had turned purple. So the medical team thought the baby was dead and disposed of the child, but didn't really follow proper hospital procedures. Okay? The sister-in-law of the mom asked to see the body around 30 minutes after the birth. So she was handed a yellow plastic bag containing the infant and found that the baby's hands of it were moving. The stomach was going up and down. Air bubbles were coming out of his mouth. And the baby wasn't a girl, like the hospital told the family. The baby was a boy. So according to Foshan News, nurses had told the family the child was a girl in an effort to blunt the blow of its death, because in China, boys are often viewed as more precious than girls. This is being reported out of Fox News. And so many families only have one child as part of the nation's population policy, and many desire a male. There's been stories of, female children being aborted, etc. So following discovery, newborn was rushed into intensive care. He's now in stable condition, but just crazy. Now, we talked about this on the show a while back, where there was a mom. The baby, she was told the baby died, and the baby was lifeless, wasn't moving. And mom asked to hold the baby still. And the hospital was like, really, you want to hold your dead baby? And she and dad said, yes, please let us hold our dead child. And a few minutes into holding the child gasped for air. And the child was alive. And there's a reflex that sometimes a baby that's near death or presumed to be dead comes back when held by the mother. Very, very freaky stuff. And I need to find that story. We talked about it on the show a couple years ago. And so one thing, doctors have been recommending now is if anything happens to the baby, as long as you're not going to get, as long as it is a sepsis and you're not going to get sick or et cetera, hold the baby. Hold, you could hold the baby. Now, of course, with the understanding that the baby's dead. I mean, you don't want to, hold a dead baby and, hope that the baby's alive. But, there's been stories where the baby wasn't really dead. And they come back to life. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And this is a story that, holds true. Whew. All right. On the hour before, we were talking about the Titanic and the medical facilities on the Titanic, and I really urge you to go back to our archives on GCNlive.com. You could get any of my old shows on archives. You could go to my website, too, at drdahlia.com for podcasts, but GCN Live now has organized me a heck of a lot better than I organized myself. So very interesting stuff about the Titanic. So if you want, listen to the archive shows of the first hour of today's show. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear what you guys think about this, the amendment to the state constitution of Mississippi. Today, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour offered his support for an amendment to the state constitution and said he is going to cast his absentee ballot for the measure despite struggling with its implications. So what there's going to be is, and I'm sure you all have heard, this is an amendment to the state constitution saying that a fertilized egg where, well, I should actually say Initiative 26 would define personhood as, quote unquote, every human being from the moment of fertilization, cloning, or the functional equivalent thereof. Right? So basically what it's saying is a fertilized egg has full legal rights as a person. Okay, if approved by Mississippi voters on Tuesday, it would make it impossible to get an abortion and hamper the ability to get some forms of birth control. Now, you know, some people always ask me, they go, okay, which birth control is okay, and then which isn't, which birth control is not for their pro-life beliefs. Well, birth control, from what I understand, that inhibits the sperm getting to the egg before the fertilization would be a condom, would be diaphragm, NuvaRing, you know, or any of the regular birth control pills, the birth control shot, the IUD, the intrauterine device. That's the one that some people that are pro-life have a little problem with, because that prevents the fertilized egg from implanting. So you end up losing the egg. the fertilized egg. Now, very rarely a pregnancy will attach. And those are unfortunate because you need to pull out the IUD, and a lot of times the egg will come with it, or because the IUD had given off progesterone or the copper had done that, the uterus couldn't form lining properly, which is, again, the purpose of the IUD, and then, you know, they lose the pregnancy. So when IUD is considered more of a post-conception type of birth control, whereas, you know, your birth control pill and the other ones are pre. So again, I'm not sure what the implications of this would be. I don't think it would prevent regular birth control, but it would probably prevent IUD. Looks like it would also prevent abortion. They said because the amendment would define a fertilized egg as a person with full legal rights, it could have an impact on the woman's ability to get the morning after pill. That's another one, the morning after pill. Now, what the morning after pill does is it gives you so much estrogen that for the most part, what the morning after pill is supposed to do is to prevent the fertilization. However, if it did fertilize within the first 48 hours, it could still prevent the transmission or the evolution and propagation of it. That could be both ways, but they would probably include the morning after pill as part of that. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if it reverses the Roe versus Wade ability to get abortions in Mississippi. They say the Mississippi State Medical Association and Doctors Against MS-26 are voicing concern about the implications for the healthcare of women as well as their ability to practice medicine. They say clergy and church officials in the heavy religious state are split on the issue. Some anti-abortion religious groups say they think this is a step, or that this step may be so extreme, it could lead to a Supreme Court ruling that actually strengthens Roe versus Wade. So it'll be interesting to see. And like I said, even the governor says he has concerns, but he says he is voting for that initiative. It's interesting. You know, doctors are split with this. When I was in medical school, and there was a track in which you could learn how to perform abortions, okay? I was one of the more conservative people in my classroom, so everybody knew I wasn't going to perform abortions. That just was something I wasn't going to do. You know, I'd rather go and practice delivering babies more and do other things, all right? Well, nobody signed up for that track. And everybody was kind of looking around going, well, you know, somebody has to. And nobody was doing it. And I'm like, wait a second. Jim, come on. Jim, you've been pro-choice ever since I've known you. Well, yeah, I'm pro-choice, but that doesn't mean I want to end a life. And I go, so you believe it's still a life? I thought pro-choice, you see, back then I thought it was all black and white. You're the pro-life or the pro-choice. Or you either think it's a life or you don't think it's a life, you know, et cetera. But there are many people that are pro-choice that actually still believe it's a life. And that's fascinating. So we need to realize that there's all these different combinations. You know, somebody could be pro-choice and think a woman has a right to choose and the government shouldn't be involved in a woman's choice. You know, however, nobody in my class that I could see wanted to, you know, learn how to perform abortions. I found that fascinating. Now, again, I don't know what their religious beliefs were. I don't know what their political beliefs were, unless maybe everybody really had fun delivering babies and they didn't really want to take time away from that. And also the other thing too is maybe some of the students in the class did, it's just they didn't publicly sign up. I don't know. I never knew what happened after that day, but it was a big learning, message for me that, you know, many people that are pro-choice, you know, still believe it's life. So this will be interesting. This will be interesting to see if it passes. You know, we'll see. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So apparently women in rural areas have much higher risk of breast cancer or having the higher, more aggressive breast cancers. You know, they say, you know, when you're in these rural areas, a lot of times you have to travel 50 to 75 miles to a healthcare facility, right, to get diagnosed. And by the time you're diagnosed, many of you are late stage. Now, you know, we forget, you know, because many of us, we're in L.A., we're in New York, we're in Phoenix, we're in Los Angeles, Atlanta. I mean, you know, we're in these cities, and you hear us from many of these cities. And you know, we forget that we have many people out there in rural areas. And God bless you for listening to the radio and being supportive of many political causes and issues. But you don't really have access to a lot of things that we do, here in the big city. Now, apparently in Missouri, They have breast cancer screening programs in rural areas. Apparently, there's a Show Me Healthy Women, a free breast and a cervical cancer screen program for Missourians. What I would recommend for any of you, depending on where your city is call the local health department. Call the nearest city and go, look, this is where I live, okay? This is what I'm up against. I want to get my mammograms. I don't want to wait till it's too late. What's out there? And you'd be surprised. There's probably a lot more programs out there than you think and underutilized. I mean, I can't tell you how many patients I have that don't have insurance. And when I tell them, well, actually, every now and then, some of the local radiology places do, mammograms for X amount. And they're like, oh, my gosh, that's way cheaper than I thought it was. So I'd probably recommend you call your local health department, call your, physician, of course. But sometimes hospitals know, sometimes also the local TV stations get wind of it, because whenever there's a awareness program or a screening program, they go to the news stations. And maybe what you could do is you could call the news stations and ask for their health department, the health department, health section, and go, look, or do you hear of any screenings, et cetera, because we're going to want to go, and then go that day. But, there's a lot of things out there. I just hope you can get to it. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is cool. Apparently, there are hospital doors now that have a door handle that will actually squirt out sanitizer gel. It's called the hygiene handle. It's covered in 23 pressure points that release a sterile gel when it is pulled open, depending on where you touch it. Inventor Matt Roberts, 31, said the idea had been trialed at two hospitals, and he's hoping the invention will be rolled out nationally in the NHS in Great Britain and hopefully to America. Of course, we want to keep our hands clean. Everybody's nervous about the door handles. What's interesting is I'm looking at this picture. If you don't want the gel, it's actually labeled non-gel and gel. So in case, you have bad eczema or you can't handle the alcohol content of these antimicrobials, you don't have to. You can open the door another way. But the one that, does have the gel, it's a really interesting apparatus. Don't think of the, look at the picture. Don't think of the door handle as horizontal. It's kind of vertical. Like a vertical tube or column. Look at your toilet paper roll and flip it up to down as opposed to right to left. It looks like that. Okay? And so you could grab it like that. So, that's kind of interesting. That is interesting. My kids, they never touch door handles. They always, grab a paper towel and hold the door open, or they wait for me to open it up and then they walk out and their hands are up like a surgeon. I'm like, really? Really? You can't open the door for your mama, but I have to open the door for you. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to want to talk about sunscreen and how it could actually possibly do harm, stopping your body from doing what it needs to do. I also want to talk about a mom who is, looks like making some money here, selling her child's salivated lollipop to anybody who wants to expose their child to chicken pox. Absolutely, making $50 a pop, too. Now, don't think about it. Don't think about it. It's illegal. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Thank you.
you can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, taking your questions, your calls, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or, of course, you could email us on our website at drdahlia.com. All right, so this is interesting. All right, so a lady was caught, all right, in Tennessee advertising that she will send or mail you a lollipop that her child salivated on so that you could give your child natural chickenpox. Okay, apparently Jerry Martin, U.S. Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, said he was spurred by reports this week by Phoenix and Nashville about people turning to Facebook to find lollipop spit or other items from children who have chickenpox. All right, apparently these parents, you know, they don't want to get the vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine for their kids. They want the children to get the natural immunity from the natural chickenpox, and there's less and less available options out there. You know, kids used to get chickenpox left and right, and then when the vaccine first came out, many parents were like, no, we'll just have a chickenpox party, everybody come to the house, etc. Well, now, there's not many kids left in the neighborhood that have chickenpox, and moms don't want to let their children get too old. And, of course, for those that don't want to do the vaccine, looks like they're getting desperate, and they're going to Facebook and Twitter or the web to try to find where they can find somebody who has chickenpox. So apparently there's a woman here, out of Nashville that posted, quote unquote, fresh batch of pox in Nashville, shipping of sucker spit and Q-tips available tomorrow, $50 via PayPal. This is Wendy Workett of Nashville. Okay, well, here's the problem. It's a felony to ship anything that's contagious or infectious disease over state lines. Okay, that's why anthrax was a federal crime. Okay, the anthrax mailings. So, you know, this is serious stuff, guys. And keep in mind, if you do get a lollipop, right, from the mail, whether it's UPS, FedEx, etc., most likely the chickenpox virus on it is dead, but there's all these other germs. There could be hepatitis on it. Do not let your kid, please. I know how what some of you are feeling. I mean, I'm pro-vaccine. You know, I always recommend the chickenpox vaccine, but I do understand. I do understand what some of you parents are thinking. I understand because, you know, I feel very fortunate that my kids got chickenpox naturally. I got chickenpox naturally. My husband did. And I know some people are worried about the vaccine. They're like, well, is it really going to give lifelong immunity? Because if you get chickenpox later in life, it's a lot more serious. It's more aggressive. I mean, we've been giving the chickenpox vaccine now for, I believe, about 15 years. And maybe even a little longer. And so far, so good. You know, so far, so good. But, you know, I do empathize with you. I understand the concern. It's just I would be very, very nervous if you have a child who's already 7, 8 years old. I mean, never been vaccinated. You know, if you can. And I also get a little nervous, you know, bringing your healthy child, to a place to be exposed or putting something in your healthy child's mouth to expose them. That always makes me nervous. It just does. And so I would still recommend the vaccine, you know, but again, I know some of you are probably mad at me for saying that, you know, because we were able to get it naturally, but you know, things have changed. I don't think you're going to get the chickenpox naturally. And even if you hear that a child has a chickenpox, many of the chickenpox now that's out there are mild strains. You know, I have taken care of some children who were vaccinated with the chickenpox. Apparently the vaccine didn't take as much. And so they got a milder form of the chickenpox. And then I rechecked their antibodies. I did a blood test to see if they were immune, and they were. But there's a milder chickenpox floating around, if that. And so there's a chance your child may get the chickenpox, may get a couple little, you know, pox and, you know, the little vesicles, and then that not be enough. So my recommendation is if you think your child got natural chickenpox, but it wasn't the rip-roaring chickenpox that we all remember, fever, myalgias, crying, grumpy, itchy pox all over the place, it was kind of mild, and you were like, phew, that was easy. I would recommend the next time your child gets a blood test to run the varicella antibodies to see if he or she is immune. All right, you're going to want to know if he or she is immune, because if not, you better get that child vaccinated, because if your child gets chickenpox, the older they are, the more aggressive it is. One of my friends got chickenpox up and down his esophagus. I mean, he could barely eat. I mean, and he was in his 20s. So, you know, just stay on top of that. But do not go to the web and have your child lick somebody else's spit, please. Please don't do that. All right, in medical news, this was very interesting. In England, there was a mom who took her seriously ill baby to an NHS walk-in center. And the baby had a fever, a 6-month-old son, Carson. And he didn't want to eat, he didn't want to drink, but the medics there said he was teething, you know, recommended, I believe, an antipyretic, Calpol. And then hours later, the boy started turning blue, started to fit, and mom took him to the hospital. And then tests revealed he actually had meningitis. The kid could have died. Basically he was in the hospital for 5 days, oxygen, etc. Now of course the parents are pretty unhappy and upset. Here's the thing, all right? Teething. I can't tell you how many times parents are like, well, my kid is just teething. And the fever, you know, you get a little fever sometimes with teething, you know, and yeah, the kid gets fussy, but a high fever, nah. Usually not teething. Or you have to evaluate any high fever. Now, meningitis, which is an infection of the meninges, which is a protective membrane that's around the brain and spinal cord, you could die from that. That is a very, very scary illness. One of the signs is kid can't look at light. You can't look at light. You don't want to move your neck. You get very rigid. I mean, you don't want to move. It is a very painful, uncomfortable, very scary, deadly type of illness. And so whenever a child has a fever, I don't think I have ever diagnosed a fever as teething. I don't think I have. All right. I think I found a source for all the fevers. So you want to make sure that your doctor checks. Now, again, I don't know if these are certain guidelines with the NHS, and I'm not trying to extrapolate it to Obamacare because I know everybody gets mad. But the purpose of this show is to educate you on certain signs or symptoms. I mean, if I wasn't a doctor, I would feel extremely vulnerable that I would be at the mercy, of course, of whoever I'm taking my child to or myself to. Now, you know, luckily we have phenomenal doctors and nurses and staff, and, you know, you don't hear of that many misses like, you know, you used to or in other countries. But the best weapon you could have is the education. Now, you know, a lot of us, we go to the web, and, you know, luckily there's all these medical websites that we can educate ourselves on things. I mean, sometimes doctors don't like it because patients get too paranoid. They go, oh, my gosh, you know, I have a swollen gland. It's lymphoma. And, you know, it's a swollen gland from a sore throat. But what I like is that parents and people are educating themselves. I don't have any problem at all whatsoever. You wanted to go online and educate yourself. Now, we have gone over certain websites. All right. Some of these websites I don't like, but many I do. WebMD, Mayo Clinic, National Institute of Health. I mean, there's and email me. You can always email me on my website at Dr. Dahlia and go, look, I like to go to this source for medical advice. Please tell me what you think, or do you recommend a better one? You know, that's fine. But here's the thing. It's better to ask a professional, and it's even more better to trust your instincts. Okay, I can't tell you how many stories I heard where parents are like, you know what, my kid was sent home, I disagreed with it, I brought him back. Remember with the swine flu a couple years ago? Excuse me, a child was brought to the hospital, was given actually a swine flu test, it was negative twice, but the kid actually had swine flu. You know, mom was persistent, kept bringing the child back to the hospital. And the child was not doing well. I mean, the child was starting to crump. Luckily, the child's okay. But, you know, I know we train you to trust the doctor. And for the most part, you can. But keep in mind, you know, things also change. Things, you know, your body, it could be a simple cold. It could be something very simple, but then it turns a day or two later. All right. Just don't blow it off. You know, we've talked about this on the show. You know, you want to go to the doctor before it gets bad. And even if the doctor turns you away and you don't think it's right, you're going to then get a second opinion. All right. When we come back more on the Dr. Dahlia show, daylight savings time, is it hazardous to your health? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, you know, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through the 72-hour emergency Emergency Meal Kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour Emergency Meal Kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of us are excited about that extra hour of sleep because of the fall daylight savings time. But researchers have reported that actually this could be a little dangerous because losing that 1 hour of sleep can mess the circadian rhythm up enough to actually show an increased risk of heart attacks. Now, I don't know how many people get increased risk of heart attacks this time of year. I think it's more because of the fall. You know, a lot of people are traveling. They're forgetting their medications. They're not going to the doctor as much. They're eating heavier. But they say that 1 hour can mess up your circadian rhythm just enough. So, you know, personally, I like the extra hour of sleep. But just, you know, honestly, if you get a heart attack because it's daylight savings time switch, I think your heart probably wasn't that healthy to begin with. So just make sure you get your hearts checked, okay? Because if we keep getting news every 6 months that the daylight savings time, you know, switch affects our heart, then I'm going to, you know, be harassing you all the time and on you guys to check your heart. So just please get that done. All right. Something concerning has been these over-the-counter thyroid supplements. Apparently, a study has shown that many of these over-the-counter thyroid boosters or thyroid supports really don't have what they claim they have, or they may have too much of something. All right. They supposedly have varying amounts of two kinds of thyroid hormones. You got your T3 and you got their T4. And apparently it's derived from chopped up animal thyroid glands. Yummy. According to senior investigator Dr. Victor Burnett, an endocrinologist at the Mayo Clinic in Florida. Now, these two hormones are regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and intended only as prescription drugs, because if you overdose on it, it can increase your heart rate, heart irregularities, cause palpitations, put you into AFib, you could die. You could die. Now, they analyzed 10 commercially available over-the-counter thyroid supplements. They do not include their names, of course. And they found that 9 contained T3, and 5 of them would deliver 50% or more of the total amount of T3 produced by the body daily. 4 of the supplements contain T4. Some contained a dose of T4 that could be double an adult's daily requirement. Only one supplement had no T3 or T4 in it to begin with. So be very, very careful. Be very careful with some of these over-the-counter supplements. You don't know what you're getting. I know people always criticize me saying I'm against supplements. I'm not against supplements. I think fish oils are great. I think vegetables are, I think vitamins are great. Vitamin C is great. Calcium, vitamin D. But of course, in moderation. I mean, understand, you know, a supplement, you could be overdosing. You could be taking too much. So whatever supplement you're thinking of taking, please show your doctor. And just be surprised, you know, your doctor or your medical provider is probably going to say, look, when it comes to thyroid, let me check your levels and see if you even need it. And if you do, let me give you something that we could actually measure that we know how many micrograms you're actually getting. All right? Again, I'm not against supplements. It's just I'm against there being supplements out there that claim they have something when they don't, or they claim they have something and it's double. I mean, that could be pretty dangerous. Pretty, pretty dangerous. Okay. Also in the medical news today, they're saying sunscreen may actually interfere with your skin's natural defense to UV light. All right? Now, we know your skin has a defense mechanism to UV light. We know that. All right? Wait, when UV light hits your skin, you tan. You tan because of the melanin production. Your body immediately tries to make this coat to protect your body. Well, when you put sunscreen on and you don't tan, we in the field look at it as, oh, yay, that's successful. Great, great, great. You prevented the UV rays from coming in, but maybe not entirely. All right. The researchers now are looking at this going, we wonder maybe the body actually needs to make that response. Researchers now believe that full sunscreen blockage is not necessarily good in sunscreens because they block certain wavelengths of light needed to trigger the body's natural defenses. All right. This study is going to be published in the Journal of Current Biology, led by a researcher, Elena Onsea, in Providence, Rhode Island. All right. Our work shows that a dedicated UV receptor allows skin cells to immediately detect and respond to UV light. The protective capacity should be taken into consideration in the design and use of broad-based sunscreens. Okay. Now, are they saying not to use sunscreen? No. They're still saying use sunscreen. They're still saying cover up. They're still saying avoid the sun if you can, especially, you know, babies and young children and older people, et cetera. But I think what they're kind of flirting with, finally, is the body may actually need sun, and the body may have a defense mechanism that we are thwarting with the sunscreen, such that the sunscreen may not handle the whole job, and the body may need to do what it needs to do. Now, of course, we are so scared of skin cancer. Of course we are. But we do know that people in more sunny areas seem to have less cancer. You know, people around the equator don't seem to get breast cancer and colon cancer as much as people in the northern latitudes. You know, North America, Northern European. So we wonder, are we doing good with the sunscreens? Now, of course, as a medical professional, we tell everybody, you know, use sunscreen and cover up. You know, I mean, with my kids, I do put sunscreen on them. I don't lather them up religiously. I get really, really nervous about their body soaking in the chemicals. But I make them wear water shirts. I make them wear hats. I do put sunscreen on them. I make them wear sunglasses. I do want them to have protection of the sun. But, you know, I don't mind if they get a little. I think we need it. I mean, remember, we used to all play outside. We used to run around without our shirts. Well, oh, wait, that was college. But, I mean, as kids, you know, you'd run around and you'd be, You know, and you'd feel good. You'd be energetic. You know, here we are. You know, we're enclosed in our houses. We're pale as can be. And now they're talking about vitamin D deficiency and increased cancer. And you just wonder, are we supposed to stick our head outside? Now, I am definitely afraid of melanoma. I don't want any of my patients getting melanoma, so I won't tell my patients to go outside. But I'm wondering if the medical community is going to say, look, you know, we figured out you need 15 minutes of sunlight or you need 30 minutes of sunlight. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see when that happens. And I'm sure it's going to. Someone's going to say we need sunlight. Somebody. All right. Next in medical news, and for those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Boy, we are just packing it in, aren't we? Look how much smarter you guys are going to be after the show. So smart. Okay. Obesity, sleep apnea, and children having behavior and learning difficulties. It's all related. Researchers at the University of Chicago's Comer Children's Hospital and Pritzker School of Medicine performed sleep, cognitive, and body weight tests on 350 healthy, normal, developing children aged 6 to 10 and found a complex relationship. Of course, children that are obese, children that have sleep disorder breathing, may have poor cognitive and mental processing. Of course. See, here's the thing, okay? Adults also, we always look at adults for sleep apnea when you're obese, when you have high blood pressure. Sleep apnea was a big thing. Get a sleep study. I recommend you all do. Now, when I was in medical school, they said do not look at children, all right, as mini adults. Don't do that. Look at children separately. They are not mini adults. And that made sense. But maybe that shouldn't be an all or nothing, all right? Maybe we do need to realize that kids turn into adults. So if your adult is snoring and we go, wow, you're snoring, we should evaluate for you for sleep apnea. You know, our kids snore too. Aren't they cutting off their air supply? Oh, we don't need to worry about the kids yet. They're just kids. They're fine. When they're adults, we'll worry about it. Well, have you noticed in medicine now, we're not just worrying about it. Now we're checking kids for high cholesterol. We're checking kids for high blood pressure. We're checking kids for diabetes. We may have to check them for sleep apnea. When my son's tonsils were huge, You know, the ENT was watching him for a couple years, but he said, you know, if he starts to stop breathing in sleep, let us know. Well, he did. He was having sleep apnea. He wasn't growing. He didn't gain any weight, and he wasn't growing. Tonsils were taken out. He just, whew, he shot up like a weed. And so, you know, we have to maybe stop and realize, okay, wait a second. Here I am. I'm an adult. I have high cholesterol. I don't, but, in theory, imagine, right? If you have high cholesterol, you have maybe high blood pressure. You have sleep apnea. Look at the kids. Have the kids evaluated. What we're forgetting. The problem is we're waiting till everybody's an adult. I mean, when I was in medical school, we would, evaluate you for cholesterol maybe when you're 40. There was really no guideline. Now, we'll check kids 4 or 5 years old. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. If not, keep listening. We've got another hour to go on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.